Friday, July 4th. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Dearly beloved, be you humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world? But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you, and confirm you, and establish you. To him be glory and empire for ever and ever. Amen. Surprisingly, neither Haydock nor Lapide have any commentary on this reading. The Gospel from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. At that time, the publicans and sinners drew near unto Jesus to hear him, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man is there of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders rejoicing, and coming home, call together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need no penance. Or what woman having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house, and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Haydock Commentary. Christ left the 99 in the desert when he descended from the angelic choirs, in order to seek last man on the earth, that he might fill up the number of the sheepfold of heaven, from which his sins had excluded him. So says St. Ambrose. Neither did his affection for the lost sheep make him behave cruelly to the rest, for he left them in safety, under the protection of his omnipotent hand. So says St. Cyril. What incitement ought it not to be to us to practice virtue when we reflect that our conversion causes joy to the troops of blessed spirits, whose protection we should always seek, and whose presence we should always revere? So says St. Ambrose. St. Gregory says, There is greater joy for the conversion of a sinner than for the perseverance of the just, but it frequently happens that these, being free from the chain of sin, remain indeed in the path of justice, but press not on eagerly to their heavenly country, whilst such as have been sinners are stung with grief at the remembrance of their former transgressions, and calling to mind how they have forsaken their God, endeavor by present fervor to compensate for their past misconduct. In the preceding parable, the race of mankind is compared to a lost sheep to teach us that we are the creatures of the Most High God, who made us, and not we ourselves, of whose pasture we are the sheep. See Psalm 99. And in this parable, mankind are compared to the drachma, which was lost, to show us that we have been made to the royal likeness and image even of the omnipotent God, for the drachma is a piece of money bearing the image of the king. So says St. John Chrysostom. By Christ's words, it is plain that the spirits in heaven have a concern for us below, and a joy at our repentance, and consequently a knowledge of it.